Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Merin Dental Media, the podcast for dental health and well-being. I'm Dr. Oscar Merin. Some reports say that the first thing that we look at when we meet someone is their teeth. It seems that the act of smiling is a trait that has evolved as a recognizable sign of friendliness among all cultures. Smiling is part of the non-verbal communication, and when it's done right, a confident smile can be the best introduction and lighten up any social interaction. If you're constantly finding yourself in the spotlight, your smile becomes part of your identity or your brand. Actors and celebrities usually use all the resources they can to make sure their teeth look their best for the camera. For example, actor Tom Cruise must in part credit his dentist for his success, because if it wasn't for getting braces and cosmetic dentistry early in his career, it's likely he'd never made it too far in Hollywood and wouldn't have met and married Nicole Kidman in 1990. For one of his movie roles, he actually had a crown removed from one of his front teeth because he wanted to convey the image of a rough guy. He is currently one of the best paid actors in Hollywood, and he's worth about $500 million. How's that for positive life impact? This is our topic of discussion for today's episode. We will explore how your smile can put a positive spin on your lifestyle. So Tom Cruise isn't the first or the only one who has used teeth problems to alter his image for a movie role. Jim Carrey, for example, did the same in the movie Dumb and Dumber, because he wanted to look, as you might guess, dumber. Back in the nonfiction world, other personalities that may owe their success in part to dental work include Nicolas Cage, Catherine Zeta-Jones, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Shania Twain, and many more. Whether these celebrities and other successful people realize it or not, their smile gave them confidence, which in turn allowed them to open new doors, close deals, get promotions, and yes, even get the right date in front of them. It's no secret that your smile can have a significant impact in the way you see yourself and the way other people perceive you. And if there's anything you can do that can give you the upper hand in social and business interactions, then why not? The good news is that treatment alternatives that were once only available to the elite few are widely available and have been made affordable for most people today. Corrective orthodontic treatment that used to require lots of unsightly metal brackets and take years is now reduced to half or a third of the time with more cosmetic alternatives like Invisalign or ceramic braces. Dental implants and cosmetic veneers are becoming more routinely done thanks to dental financing companies like AirCredit. But the reality is that most people don't need a smile makeover to get a significant improvement. Minor cosmetic procedures like teeth whitening, replacing discolored fillings, or light teeth and gum recontouring could make a big difference in the way your smile looks. Now, keep in mind that cosmetic procedures like teeth whitening and veneers are not for everybody. It is important to get a complete evaluation before deciding which option you're a good candidate for. Many people undergo extensive cosmetic procedures that end up in failure when other factors like the bite alignment and the health of the gums are not taken into consideration. One of my patients once told me, "Everyone at work thinks I'm an ogre because I don't smile, but the truth is that I'm ashamed of my teeth. I want my teeth to look good, but I know that veneers are very expensive." When I looked at her teeth, I noticed that although veneers would have been a great choice, realistically, with some minor improvements, we could give her a more pleasant smile. A couple of old fillings replaced, a cleaning and in-house teeth whitening, and it made a noticeable difference in the look of her teeth. However, the greatest improvement was in her attitude. She feels much better about herself, and she says that some of her coworkers have mentioned her improved mindset. She says that one of the first things she did after getting her teeth fixed was replacing her family portraits, because she says that she was used to smiling like the Mona Lisa for pictures. Every day in our office, we see patients that are very self-conscious about their smile, and because of these, they cover their mouth when they smile or they abstain from smiling for pictures. Unfortunately, the rest of the world doesn't know that you're self-conscious. They probably just think that it's just awkward or even rude. Sometimes we may take our teeth for granted, but our smile is a critical feature that can open or close doors. It's hard to know the real impact that dental problems can have on a person. Teeth that look funny or crooked cause kids to be teased and call each other names. If you think about the image that comes to mind when picturing a goofy character, is someone with flared upper teeth or a noticeable overbite. And it's not just kids in school. People that have missing teeth or discolored teeth report being criticized and teased by their peers. Not surprisingly, research has shown that people with dental problems are perceived as less smart by their classmates and teachers and present challenges when competing with others at work. It is an uncomfortable truth, but we all judge based on physical appearance. And it's not necessarily our fault. It is a natural selection mechanism that is rooted in our brain, and it's been there for tens of thousands of years to ensure survival of the fittest. When choosing a mate, we tend to favor individuals that have healthy-looking features that will give our future generations a better chance for survival. As unfair and shallow as it may seem, a person that has better facial features has a much better chance for succeeding at school, work, in interpersonal relationships, and in life in general. Americans spend millions every year in cosmetic procedures in order to appear more pleasing, but often overlook enhancing their smile, which is the first thing that a person looks at when getting acquainted and that our brains uses to generate a first impression. Remember that you only have one chance to make a good first impression, and some experts in the social behavioral sciences believe that you have about 5 to 9 seconds to create a good first impression. I would say that in today's world where most people are busy scrolling on their phones continuously, you may only have about a second or less. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner, a parent, an educator, more and more online presence has become a part of lifestyle for everyone. This has been a tough transition for people that, like me, come from a generation when photographs were rather scarce. They took hours to develop, and they were printed on paper. And when they finally came out, they were so blurry that it was hard to distinguish the features of the people in the picture. Today, all smartphones have cameras with capabilities that rival professional photographers, and because of that, pictures and videos are everywhere we look. They're high resolution, and you can send them across the world in just a couple of taps on your screen. So all of a sudden, we find ourselves struggling to find the right angle or apply the right filter so little defects are less obvious. A funny picture or a picture of someone smiling in it typically gets more attention and more likes and shares than pictures of people with blank expressions in their face. A blank expression or even a funny face are guaranteed to get skipped over and quickly forgotten. Even a fake smile will get more attention than a neutral expression. So now that we know all this, let me end with a tip on how to get better at smiling. The true, genuine smile raises the corners of your mouth along with your cheeks, exposing your upper teeth and creating wrinkles around your eyes. A social smile or a forced smile mostly just pulls the corners of your mouth to the sides with no other noticeable changes in your facial expression. Now, the amazing thing is that our brains are wired to read these minor expression changes and are able to detect when someone's smile is legit or fake. If you're ready to talk about ways to enhance the appearance of your smile, we offer free cosmetic dentistry evaluations. And if you mention this podcast, you get 10% off any cosmetic or elective procedure. In our office, one of our mantras is, "We give you a smile you can brag about." Whether you're looking to brag or not, you can set up an appointment and we can go over the different options you have to get a smile that is ready for the spotlight. At West Covina Smiles and Smile Design Advanced Dentistry in Brea, we're on a mission to help as many people as we can regain control of their dental health. I am currently having one-on-one getting acquainted meetings every day at 5 p.m. This is not a dental appointment, it's just a space where you and your loved ones get to have a conversation with me and ask questions before you decide if we're the right practice to meet your dental needs. To schedule a getting acquainted visit, or if you have questions about this podcast, you can call us at 626-810-5000 in West Covina or 714 529-2626 in the city of Brea. For more information, you can also visit our website, drmarin.com, or write us to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.